Okay, from Parsha Shmini, the pasuk says, "Vayikra Tesh." Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vayisa Aaron es Yadav el Ha'am. Vayvarchem. Vayirid me'asos achatos v'ha'olav hashlamim. Vayova Moshe v'Aaron el ol moed. Vayetzu vayvarches Ha'am. Vayirak vod Hashem el kol Ha'am. Rashi says, "Vayvarchem." Birchas Kohanim, Yivarechecha, Yoer, and Yisa, the three psukim. And in the Torah's Kohanim, here in Parsha Shmini, Vayisa Aronis Yadav, Elohom Vayvarchem, Biosa Shah, Zacha Bematnos Kuna, Vizacha Menesias Kapayim Lo, Uludorosav, Ad Sheyichu Hamesim. So we derive from this that Aaron was Zoche to achieve Ruach Kodsho, a bracha for Klal Yisrael, the Birchas Kohanim. He was an Eina Mitzvah V'yosa. The mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, Nesias Kapayim, is going to come way later in Parashas Naso. But here, even before the mitzvah was given, Aaron is Mevarech Klal Yisrael. And he has the three psukim, which are going to come later on. It must have been Ruach Kodesh. And in the zchus of this kedima of reciting and bestowing the blessing before the mitzvah was given, zochav and esias kapayim lo ulidorosov ad sheyichu amesim. Now, if you take a look in Otzer Atfilos, in the section of Birchas Kohanim of Shal Shrigolim, in a pirish called Dover Shalom, because the Otzer HaTfilos is an anthology of many different commentaries on the Tefillah, he explains the Nusach that Chachomim were Mesaken, that Kohanim should be Mevarech with a Bracha, meaning before the Bracha of the Kohanim itself, they should recite a Birchas HaMitzvah. And it's based on the Gemara in Sotah Lamed Tes. The Torah codifies this in our Chaim Simon Kuf Chav Ches. Asher kidshon mitzos v'kedusha social Aaron v'tzivonu levarich asamo Yisrael bi'ahava. And what? This is a strange anomaly. This is a variation, a deviation from the general rule of Birchas HaMitzvah. Instead of asher kidshon mitzos v'tzivonu, it says asher kidshon v'kedusha social Aaron v'tzivonu. Why doesn't it say Asher Kidshon Mitzvosav? And not only that, it could have said Asher Kidshon Mitzvosav and Niskadesh B'Kedusha Shal Aaron or something of that line. And this Nusach HaBracha B'Kedusha Shal Aaron, what's it all about? I mean, why is it incorporated into the Nusach HaBracha before the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim? And you would say that Chachomim were mesakein a bracha of Asher Kidshonu v'kedushas shal Aaron for some particular reason, maybe to teach us that Aaron was zocher in the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim in the zchus of kedushas shal Aaron. And that's indeed what you'll find in the Dover Shalom, that embedded into the Nusach HaBracha is that Aaron, because of his Kedusha, he was able to come up with this bracha on his own, even before he had the mitzvah. And in that zchus, the Kohanim, Bnei Aaron, and all his descendants throughout the generations received this mitzvah, and they're commanded in the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. So it means, Asher Kidshanu b'Kedushaso shel Aaron, meaning as a result of the Kedusha of Aaron, that he was so great that he came up with these brachas even before they were given, and therefore, according to Chazal, as we saw in Torah's Kohanim, Zochu v'Nesias Kapayim, Zocha v'Nesias Kapayim lo uledorosov, etc., and that all the Doros, all the descendants for generations to come, and infinitum of Aaron was Zocher because of the Schus of Aaron. Aaron was the one who was Zocher, and they the descendants of Aaron, through the generations, they bask in the sun. They gain the benefit of the schus of Aaron. It's only because of the schus of Aaron. And that's something that's embedded into the very bracha that introduces Birchas Kohen. Every Kohen has to say, Asher Kidshanu v'kedushaso shel Aaron, that because of Aaron's Kedusha, he was Zocher for us, our, meaning the descendants of Aaron, to be Mevarchim, to bestow the blessing on Klal Yisrael. Now, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Trumas Perek Tes Vav, the Rambam writes, Kol ha'ochel truma mevarech birchas oso machil, meaning first the birchas hanenim, let's say a motzi, bar priyetz, whatever it might be. V'acher kach mevarech asher kidshanu v'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol truma. And the Rama writes in Bikurim something very similar. Kol ochel matonis yesh bo kedusha, any of the matonis matnatnas kuhuna, and he eats it, and it has sanctity to it. Mevarech asher kidshanu v'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol whatever it is that we have to eat. So we see clearly that there's a universal rule that applies to all matnas kahuna, not just truma, that when the kohenim are ready to eat one of the matnas kahuna, and they make a bracha beforehand, it's not going to be asher kidshanu v'tzosu v'tzivanu lechol truma, for example. No, it's asher kidshanu v'kedushaso shel Aaron. And it really fits very well into what we started with the Torah's kohenim, that the osa shah Zocha b'matnos kahuna v'zocha v'nesias kapayim lo u'dorosov, that Aaron was zochen two things, not just as we've discussed nesias kapayim, but also he was zocha for all his generations in matnos kahuna. So anytime a kohen receives matnos kahuna when he's ready to be makayim the mitzvah of achilas matnos kahuna because of the kedusha of the object of the foodstuff, then he has to invoke the concept of Kedushaso Shel Aaron, that how and why do I have the schus of eating truma? It's all because of Aaron, because Aaron, with his great Kedusha, he was able to be zoche in the matnas kahuna, in the truma, for himself, but really for all generations to come. So any descendant of Aaron who is able to fulfill mitzvahs kahuna like nesias kapayim or achilas matnas kahuna, it's all because of the kedusha of Aaron. It's all because of the schus of Aaron that he bequeathed to his descendants throughout the generations. Now, let's try to understand within the context of this Nusach Avrocha B'Kedushah Shel Aaron, what was the cause? What brought about Aaron, bestowing Avrocha on Klal Yisrael in Birchas Kohanim? And this took place here in Parashat Shmini on Yom Chanukas HaMishkan, even before the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim was given, was mandated way later on, as we said in Parashat Noso. What happens on that day of Chanukas HaMishkan, and what is it about the essence of the day of Chanukas HaMishkan that would connect us to the episode, the sugya of Birchas Kohanim al Yedei Aaron? So let's begin with the concept of the Mishkan as a kapara. And what are we referring to? Cheta Egel. The Mishkan is meant to be a kapara for Cheta Egel. And therefore, on the day of Chanukas HaMishkan, when HaKadosh Baruch is Mashre Hishchina on the Mishkan, that's going to be a gilui, a revelation, on the day of Chanukas HaMishkan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechaper for the terrible sin of the Cheta Egel. So getting back to our parasha, it says, Vayihi bayom hashmini, Kara Moshe li Aaron ulebonav ulezikna Yisrael, Vayomer el Aaron. So Moshe summons Aaron and his children and his kingdom of Klal Yisrael, so the elders, and he says to Aaron, kach lecha egel ben boko lechatos, v'ayelo lo, t'mimim, v'akrev l'fnei Hashem, v'al b'nei Yisrael, t'daber lo mor, kichu se'ir izim lechatos, v'egel v'keves b'nei shonot, t'mimim lo lo, ki hayom Hashem nir'a lechem. So this is Yom HaShmini, and Rashi identifies this as the eighth day of the Miluim, which is the same as Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day on which the Mishkan, there was Hakamas HaMishkan, the Mishkan was erected. And Bo Bayom, on that very day, that was the great celebration and rejoicing of the Shmonas Yimei, of the Hakamas HaMishkan. Now, we said that day on the calendar was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and now the Pasuk says that Moshe summons Aaron, Bonav, Ziknei Yisrael. And here is where Moshe wants to notify publicly in front of these very great, elders, he wants to notify them based on what he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Aaron is going to go in to the Mishkan, he's going to be Meshamish as the Kohen Gadol. So no one should say that Aaron, just on his own initiative, went into the Mishkan he was a self-appointed Kohen Gadol. But rather, Moshe Rabbeinu declared publicly that he got the Dibur, he received the word from on high, that Aaron is the chosen one for Kohuna, for Kohen Gadol. So now let's go back to the pasuk. Vayomer el Aaron, kach lecha egel. Now Rashi says the following: kach lecha egel, lo dia shemachaper lo Hakadosh Baruch Hayideo egel. This was a statement to Aaron that he should take an egel, and that's going to be a declaration or a proclamation that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel. So it's not coincidental that Aaron is getting the Tzivri to take an Egel on the eighth day of the Yom HaMiluim when the Shekhinah is shown on the Mishkan, because the Mishkan is in a Kapara, and therefore take an Egel because this Egel is a Kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Then the Pasuk says, Ki Hayom Nir'a Lechem, and Rashi says, La'ashro Shekhinah Beinechem V'maisi Yadechem, and then Karev El HaMizbeach. And this is a very famous Rashi, Shaya Aaron Bosh, V'yore L'geshes, Amalo Moshe, Lomata Bosh L'kach Nivcharta. So Moshe Rabbeinu sees that Aaron is hesitating, he's inhibited, he's out of humility, he's shaking, he's trembling, he doesn't want to approach the Mizbeach. He thinks that he's not the one that's worthy of that. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to calm him down, and has to convince Aaron that Aaron has been chosen for this work, and now's the time to go and do this avodah without delay. Now, after Aaron completes the akrovas and karbonos on his own behalf, on behalf of Klali, so the pasuk says, "Vayisa Aaron es yodav el ha'om vayvarchem." And Aaron lifts up his arms and he blesses the people, and that's the Birchas Kohen that we spoke about before. Vayered me'asos achatos ve'olav ashlamim, vayavo Moshe ve'aron el oel moed, vayitzu vayvarchu es ha'am, vayiro kvod Hashem el kol ha'am, vateitzei eish lifnei Hashem, v'tochal mizbech es ha'olav es achlavim, Vayar kol ha'om, vayaronu, vayiplu al pneihem. So the pasuk says, Vayavo Moshe v'aron el ol moed. The pasuk doesn't give us a clue as to why Moshe and Aaron enter into the ol moed. And then they come out and they bless the people. So Rashi asks this question, Loma Nichnasu, why did they go into the old Moed? The Torah doesn't reveal why. Kevan Shara Aaron Shekarvu Es Kol HaKorbanos V'nasu Kol HaMasim V'lo Yardo Shechina L'Yisrael. Aaron saw that they already brought all these korbanos, and that's the culmination of the building of the Mishkan with all the details and all the tremendous effort that went in. And where's the Shechina? Aaron is now in a state of anguish. And of course, he's going to blame himself. He's going to take the finger and turn it inwardly and accuse himself. Where's the Shechina? Why is the Shechina here? The whole purpose of this effort was to bring the Shechina down. He declared, Yodea Nisha, Koes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alai, Ubishvili Lo Yorda Shechina Al Yisrael. Amalo Moshe. Moshe turns to him and he says, I'm sorry, Omer lo lim Moshe, Aaron turns to Moshe, Moshe achi, kach asiso li, shenichnasti v'nisbayashti, you sent me inside, into the old Moed, and where's the Shechina? I'm going to be humiliated now. Why did you have to humiliate me? Is miyad nichnas Moshe imo, Moshe went in to the old Moed together with Aaron, bikshu rachamim, They offered supplications to God, V'yarda Shechina L'Yisrael, and the Shechina came down to Israel. Okay, that's what Rashi says. They went in after Aaron was in this state of anguish and humiliation that the Shechina wasn't there, so Moshe accompanies him inside the old Moed, and as soon as Moshe gets in, they ask for Rachmei Shamayim and Yarda Shechina L'Yisrael. Then, Vayetzu, they go out. They leave the old Moed. Vayavarchu es ha'am. And they bless the people. Amru. Rashi says that the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Tzadi says, Vihi noam Hashem Elokeinu Oleinu. And what did they recite in context of this blessing of the noam Hashem, blessing and praising God for the noam Hashem Oleinu? Yehi ratzon shetishre shechino b'masi yedeichem l'fi shekol sheva yemei hamiluim shemido Moshe l'mishkan v'shimesh bo uparku b'chol yom v'lo tsharsko bo shechino v'yisol nechlomim v'yomrim l'moshe Moshe Rabbeinu kol torach shetarachto shetishre shechino b'ineinu v'neida sheneskapa lono avona egel. What's going on over here? All the efforts and all the energies that you put in, that we put in, of building the Mishkan, that again for 7 days Moshe is building the Mishkan during the 70 days of Miluim, and Moshe is serving, and every day they would take apart the Mishkan and rebuild it, and yet lo sharsa bo shechina. This is a busha and this is a cherpa. Moshe Rabbeinu kol torah shetarachnu shetishre shechina beineu. Where are the fruits of our labor, of all this tircha, all this sweat and toil, in order to bring down the Shechina? And where is the Shechina? V'neida shenechaper lanu avona egel. If the Shechina will reside on the Mishkan, we know that there was an atonement for the terrible sin of the egel. L'kach amar lehem. And therefore, Moshe turns to them and he says, "Zeh davar shetziva Hashem ta'asu v'yiroa aleichem kod Hashem." That's what you have to do, and do whatever you're required to do, whatever you're obligated to do, and Hashem will reveal Himself. Aaron achi kedai v'chashuv mimeni. It's fascinating that whereas Aaron thought he wasn't worthy, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that Aaron is more chashuv than I am. Shal yidei karbonosov yavodaso tishrei shechina b'chem v'teidu shehamakom b'char bo. There's going to be a demonstration, a public demonstration to the fact that God has chosen Aaron. And how are we going to see this, and when are we going to see it? Is the answer is, we wait for Aaron to bring all the korbanos, and after his avodah is complete, then tishre shechina b'chem, that's when the Shechina will come down, and v'teidu will know for once and for all eternity, shamakom hazeh nivchar, that this is the chosen place, and there'll never be a substitute for this chosen place. It's absolutely clear that all the avodos, all the karbonos that were brought by Aaron on that day were all connected to the kapar and the egel. The first carbon we saw before that Aaron was makriv on, in the Mishkan on that day, was egel ben bakar. And that for sure is the kapar and the cheta egel. All the tefillos that Moshe and Aaron raised, all the prayers on that day were for the Ashras HaShechina. Namely, to demonstrate publicly that there was a kapar for the cheta egel, and therefore the Shechina Shor b'Yisrael. And back in Parshas Pekudei, when it says Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidus, Rashi says Eidus Yisrael Shevita Lev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'isa Egel Shari Hishcha Shechinaso B'neihem. Why is the Mishkan called Mishkan HaEidus? What is the element of testimony? And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by being Mashir Shechina on the Mishkan, he is publicly demonstrating that he gave kapara for the Cheta Egel. So it seems from this very, I think it's very clear that Birchas Kohanim, which Aaron was Mevarach as Klal Yisrael on that very same day, was also connected to kapara of the Cheta Egel. In other words, Aaron wanted to prove publicly to all of Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves him and that he has the power to be Mevarach the people with all the different brachos. And that's the Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has both for Aaron and for the people of Israel. And that Hochacha is inherent in the Hashras HaShechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all this takes place when the Mishkan is built, it's completed, the Shechina comes down, and that's going to be a Mishkan HaEidus. This is going to be testimony that Hashem, despite our sin of the Chet Egel, the terrible sin, He still loves us. He still mashes Shechina Beinenu. And that's why the Mishkan is called the Mishkan HaEidus. And we can clarify this point that Aaron, when he bestows the bracha, he's a conduit to bring the bracha from on high down to Klal Yisrael. He's like the intermediary. But the bracha comes from Hashem. And if Hashem is bestowing brachas on Klal Yisrael through Aaron, then it must be that Klal Yisrael was zocha to a kapara, kapara for the cheta egel. And that's the edus element of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a testimony because Hashem was mashir shechina on the Mishkan, and that proves and that demonstrates shevita lemakosh brachah ma'isa egel. And when Aaron goes in, he blesses the people. That's another proof that Hashem was mechaper on the Cheta Egel for Klal Yisrael. And that proof was inherent in both the Hakamas HaMishkan and in the Nesias Bracha of Aaron. Now let's take a look at another parasha in the Torah. And again, we don't like to talk too much about Bilam HaRasha, who really wanted to curse the Jewish people. But in this case, there's something here that could touch on our whole discussion about Aaron being Mevarech, Birchas Kohanim, the first Birchas Kohanim in history, on the eighth day of the Miluim. The Pasuk says, with regard, in context of Bilam HaRasha, this is in Bamidbar Chav Beis, Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'ason, vatomer lebil'am, ma asisi loch, ki kisani ze shalosh regolim. The chamar, the ason of Bil'am, this donkey, opens up its mouth and complains to Bil'am, what did I do to you that you hit me three times? And it says Shalosh Regolim. Rashi says Zeh Shalosh Regolim. Ramaz lo Ata Mevakesh Lakar Uma Chogege Shalosh Regolim Bashana. The remez here, the illusion is, says Rashi, that you, Bilam, are trying to be Oker. You're trying to decimate a nation that celebrates three Regolim during the year. So when when the Asan, when the Pia Asan is open and it says Shal Shrigalim, it's a hidden message to the fact that Bilam wanted to be Oker Klal Yisrael, who celebrate the three regalim. Now, why did the Asan mention the three regalim? I mean, maybe the Asan wants to say that Klal Yisrael has a schus, and therefore you shouldn't chepu with them. Bilam is on his way to curse the people of Israel, they're blessed, and they do celebrate the Shalosh Regalim. This is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. So the Asan wants to mention the schus of Klal Yisrael and tell Bilam, hey, you know, get away, get off your plan to curse Klal Yisrael. Leave it behind. You want to destroy Klal Yisrael because they have the three regalim? On the contrary, the three regalim is a great schus for Klal Yisrael, more than any other mitzvah. And that's going to save them from the claw of Bilam. So the famous Dutch Rav, the Binyan Ariel, in his commentary at the end of Parshas Balak, he explains that based on the pasuk in Bamidbar Chav Dalet, it says Vayar Bilam ki tov be'enei Hashem levarches Yisrael v'lo holak kipam b'fam l'kras nechashim v'yoshes es hamidbar el hamidbar panav. So Rashi says, what's Vayoshes el hamidbar panav kitargumo? What does it say in Unkelis? V'shavi l'kabel egla di avdu Yisrael b'midbar. In other words, Bilam HaRasha wanted to look towards the Midbar in order again to be Ma'orer, the Chet of the Egel. And that again will give him a possibility, an opportunity to curse Klal Yisrael. Shvili Pinchas here quotes the Piyut of HaKalir for the second day of Pesach in the Shmonesi of Shachris. And again, the language is terse. We'll try to explain it. It says, Yokesh Eile Elokecha Asher Tov Biladai Yichupar Eile B'Eile Heim Moadai B'Eile Heim Moadai. In other words, the sin of the eagle comes to its apex when the people declare Eile Elokecha Yisrael Asher Halucha Meretz Mitzrayim, and the Python adds that Asher Tov Biladai. In other words, they were confused in the absence of Moshe Rabbeinu. And also the Erev Rav was they were the rabble-rousers. But it wasn't really us, Klal Yisrael. Is Yechuper Eila B'Eila? What's this Yechuper Eila B'Eila? In Moadim it says, Eila He Moadai. And now, Klal Yisrael sin, and they say Eilel Elohecha Yisrael. So the sin of the Egel is represented in a sense by this phrase Eile, and we're going to find the Eile in a different context, and that's Eile Moade Eluhe Moadai, and the Shmira, the observance of the Moadim, is going to serve as a kapara, as an atonement for the sin of the Egel. And that's why the Shalosh Regalim, as we indicated earlier, is going to protect Klal Yisrael from the Klola of Bilam. So it's understandable why the Asan hinted to Bilam that you want to be Mekalel Klal Yisrael by reminding Hashem of the Chet HaEgel and the Eile Elohecha Yisrael, and therefore the Asan responds by saying Ma Sisi Loch Ki Kisani Zeh Shalosh Piyomim, and Rashi says this is a remez to the Shalosh Regalim, meaning Klal Yisrael will in the future celebrate the Shalosh Regalim, that'll be a kapar on the Chet HaEgel, so therefore you won't be matzliach, there's no way that you could be successful in cursing the Jewish people because of the Chet HaEgel, because Hashem is mechaper the Chet HaEgel, and that kapar is inherent in the Shalosh Regalim. Now, At this point, there's a quote from the Torah's HaYehudi HaKadosh on Moadei Hashem. And he explains that the Asan mentioned this in front of Bilam, the Zchus of the Shalosh Regalim, in order to be Mevatel the Kitrug, which would be the prosecution that Bilam tried to generate against Israel because of the Chet HaEgel. And he says, why in truth is Shalosh Regalim, why is that the Kapara, and how is that related to the Chet HaEgel? And the answer is, because the sheer Shalosh, the amount of hours that are in the days of all Shalosh Regalim together, that amounts to the number 60, and then Mevatlos the Kedusha, which, you know, there's a power in Shishim to be Mevatel. And those 60 hours of the Shalosh Regalim have the power to be Mevatel with their Kedusha, the Shishim Shos in which they were Chote Be'egel. So there's a 36 against the 36. The 36 hours of the Shalosh Regalim against the 36, just 1 second, I'm sorry, the 60 hours, just 1 second, how many hours did we calculate, just 1 second, it says here, Shir HaShosh Yesh B'Yomim Shal Kol HaShosh Regalim, Mevatlos B'Kedushasam B'Shishim, Shol Shechotu Yisrael V'Egel. Let's read the psukim at the beginning of Shmos Lamed Beis that introduce the Chet HaEgel. Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe l'redes min ahar vayakel ha'am al Aaron v'yom re'lov kum asey lanu elohim asher yelchu lefanenu ki zeh Moshe ha'ish asher helenim eretz Mitzrayim lo yadanu ma hoyo lo. So on these words, Ki Boshesh Moshe, Rashi says, Kisha'ol Moshe Lahar, Amar Lahem, Moshe had already notified them when he went up the mountain that Levesofar Boim Aniba B'toch Sheish Shos. And they thought that on the very day that he went up, that's part of the minyan of the counting of 40 days. And he said that they would be Shlemim. Shleimim means complete days, includes day and night. Arboim yom arboim laila. But on the yom aliyoso, Moshe Rabbeinu went up during the day, and ein laila imo. So they made a cheshbon in which they were magdim. They prematurely completed the arboim yom, and that was done a day early. Now, after Aaron takes the Nizmei Zov and he throws it into the fire, and it says, Vayetze Egel HaZov, it says, Vayar Aaron Vayiven Mizbech Lefonov, Vayikra Aaron Vayomer Chag Lashem Machar. And Rashi says, why Chag Lashem Machar? Shem Yavo Moshe Konim Shiavduhu. Aaron was hoping that Moshe would come down from the mountain before they would actually worship the Egel. Vayashkimi Macharas Vayalu Alos Vayikshu Shlomim Vayoshev Am Lechol, Vayoshev Am Lechol, Vishosu Vayakumu Litzachik. So they brought the korbanos for the Egel from daybreak until Sheish Shos, and that's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the Har and he broke the Luchos. So it means that there were 6 hours of worshiping the Egel of the Chet itself. Now the pasuk says, Ubiyom pokti ufakadati alechem eschatosem. Rashi says, Tamid shefkod alechem avolusechem. I'm always going to remember the sin of the Egel. Upakadati alechem ma'at min avon hazeh imshar havonos. So if you're guilty of sin, God would add to the scale the sin of the Egel. The ein puronis baal Yisrael, she'ein ba k'tzas piron Mipiron Avon HaEgel. Whenever there's punishment, there's always going to be a little added element of punishment for the Cheta Egel. So every day we need a kapara, and every generation we need a kapara for those 6 hours that Klal Yisrael sinned at the time of the with the Egel. Now we have a klal in Iser v'Heter that Iser is batel b'shishim. So if you have a ratio of 60 to 1, it's batel. And therefore, in order to be mechaper on the Shei Shos, we need to be mevatel them in shishim. So what we do is we multiply 6 by 60. So we need to be mevatel the 6 hours. Just 1 second. What is he saying here? Tochavatel b'shishim pa'omim shos mitzad hakedusha shehem shin samach. Let's see how he gets shin samach. It's 360. Just 1 second. So if Klal Yisrael sinned for 6 hours and you want to be mevatel at 6 in Shishim, you multiply 60 times 6, you get 360. And then let's see what happens if we calculate all the days of the 3 regalim. Now, there are 3 regalim, and they calculate, all told, 15 days. Why? Because you have the 7 days of Pesach, and 1 day of Shavuos, that gives you 8. 7 days of Sukkot, that gives you 15. And Shmini Atzeres is not on the list here. Now these 15 hours of Yontif, I'm sorry, 15 days of Yontif, in order to calculate hours, you'd have to multiply that by 24. So let's see. 60. And then 2 times 5 is 10. 2 times 1 is 3. Wow, 360. So if your calculation is 15 days of Yontif and you multiply that by 24 hours in a day, then you have 360 days of Yontif, which correspond to the 360 days that you need Bittul for the 6 hours of the worshipping of the Egel. So that's what the Ason is telling Bilam. Bilam wants to curse the Jewish people by mentioning the Chet HaEgel B'Ma'orer, that prosecution against Klal Yisrael. So the Egel answers that you're trying to be Oker, you're trying to destroy a nation that celebrates 3 regalim. What it means is that since down the line, Bnei Yisrael will observe the 3 regalim, there'll be Chagiga Shalosh HaRegalim, which means a total of 15 days, which is equal to 360 hours. They're going to be Mavatal B'Shishim, the Sheish Shalosh Shechotu Be'Egel. So therefore, it's quite clear that Bilam would not in any way be able to successfully curse the Jewish people because of the Chet HaEgel. This concept that Shalosh Regalim is a bittel b'shishim of the Chet HaEgel, the 6 hours of the Egel worship, can now be supported by the, or and certainly reflect and shed a light on a Gemara Psoch, a very famous Gemara that says Kol Avasas Amodos Kilu Oved Avodah Zorah. Shenemar, Elohei Masechel Osas, Elohu Ksiv Basrei, Eschag HaMatzos Tishmar. So Rashi says, Kol Avasas HaMoed O Sha'osim Melocha B'chol Shel Moed. So let's try to understand. Why is it that the Mvazas, someone who's Mvaz of the Moed, he's therefore an Oved Avodah Zorah? What's the connection? And how does Rashi know that the Kavona of this statement is Chol HaMoed? Maybe the Kavona is on the Moed itself, like the first day of Yontif, or the last day of Yontif in the case of Pesach, the first day of Chag HaSukkot, Shmoni Atzeres. How does Rashi know it's a reference to Chol HaMoed? But perhaps the answer lies in this concept of Bittul, that Shalosh Regalim is a Kapar for the Chet HaEgel. because the 15 days of Regolim are Mevatel B'Shishim, the 6 hours of the Cheta Egel. So Hamavazas Hamoados, basically he's saying that he doesn't think that there's so much inherent greatness and power in the Moados. To him, it's not significant. He doesn't appreciate that the power of the Chet Egel is such that, I'm sorry, the power of the Moadim is such that it could be Mevatel and be Mechaper for the Chet Egel. And he's not going to get a Kapar for the Chet Egel if he's not willing to recognize and observe the Moados. And once he violates and he's mavaz in the Moados, he doesn't have that, he can't join into that kapar power of the Moados. And mainly he's left with the Chet Egel. It's as if he worshipped Avodah Zorah, because the Chet Egel is Avodah Zorah. Now we begin to understand how Rashi knew what this statement of mavazah is Chol HaMoed, because if you calculate the 15 days of Shol Shrigolim, which have 360 hours, to be Mevatel B'Shishim, the 6 hours of the Chet HaEgel, then you have to calculate the Chol HaMoed together with it. Without Chol HaMoed, you're not going to get 15 days. And therefore, it's clear that even if he's only Mevazel the Chol HaMoed, he's going to forfeit this Kapar power of the Moados of the 360. And therefore, he doesn't have the kapar for the Chet HaEgel. It's ki'ilu avod avodah zorah. I mean, how much more so if he's mevatel chas v'shalom the yontif itself? And here we want to introduce a chiddush of the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai, on Megillah Daf Lamed Beis. And he explains that there's a mesorah of Eileh 4 times. He writes, Nira li b'siyata d'shmaya b'hekdem, masha kosav harav shara chotzizal, fine, yodua masha omru chazal, ki kshaovdu yisrael sa'egel ha'yashesh shos v'lo yosef, v'kaimalon v'bitol ha'isur tzarech shishim kenegdo, v'al kein, k'dei shiyizbatel ha'isur shel shesh shos, ma'os ha'kodesh baruch hu, tikein li yisrael sholosh regolim, shehem shiva Shivas Yimei Sukkos, Shivas Yimei Pesach, Yom Echol Shel Shavuos, Ube'elet Hesvav Yomim Yesh Shloshmeos B'Shishim Shos. Ubezeh Pirshu Kavanas HaMesorah Arba P'sukim Shel Eileh V'Heim. First in Tehillim, it says Eileh Ezkara V'Eshpecha Alai Nafshi. In Shmos, in the parsha of the Egel, it says Eile Elohecha Yisrael. In Yeshayo Anovi, it says Gam Eile Tishkochano. And in Vayikra, it says Eile Moadi Hashem. Ritzono Lomar Eile Ezkara Tomid Kidele Saken V'Ezu Eile Eile Elohe Yisrael Sha'amu B'Egel Uma Tikun Asher Nase Shegam Eile Tishkochano is Eile Moadi Hashem. Shayde Shmir Samoadim, Shem Shin Samach, that means 360 shows, Mizbatlim Osam Shay Shol Shala Egel Shamruba Eilel Hech Yisrael. Ubazep Hirash, the Visiat Nishmai Remes Akosu, Mashoma Shem Yisbrach Lemosh Rabbein Ol of Sholem, Acher Maisa Egel, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Alpanecho, Tevas Tuvi Techalekno Lishtaim, Vikari Bey. 2b, Tesvav B. Pirish, Bishvil Tikun Ovona Ehaegel, Levatel Shei Shoshal Isa, and Avir Kol Tesvav Yom Shel Pesach Shruas Visukas B. Klomer Bikdushasi, Kide Levatel Isa Shei Shos Bikdushas Shin Samach Shos Shel Tesvav Yom. So this entire presentation of the Ben Ishchai is based on this Bittel concept of Eile Moadim, the 15 days of Moadim, which is 360 hours of Moadim, Keneged the six hours of the Chet HaEgel, 360 against 60, which is 60 against 1, and he integrates this into the various psukim that have Eile, and ultimately the Eile Moade is going to be a kapara for the Eile Hech Yisrael. Now, if we take a look at the three psukim of Birchas Kohanim, then we'll see something really interesting. In Parshas Noso, when the Torah formulates the three psukim of the Birchas Kohanim, it says, then we'll see that there are three psukim, Verecha, Yo'er, and Yisa, and they include 15 words. And Yesh Bahem Beina Kol Shishim Osios, so 15 words and 60 letters. Now let's try to understand this combination of 3, 15, and 60, meaning 3 psukim, 15 tevos, and 60 osios. So let's say the following. The three key numbers in the Nesias Kapayim are all connected to the Kapar for the Chet Egel. How? The three Psukim are connected with Sholosh Regolim, which are going to be, with their Kedusha, going to be Mechaper for the Chet Egel. The 15 words of the three Brachos parallel the 15 days of Sholosh Regolim. And the 60 Osios is a remez that the 15 days of the Sholosh Regolim are going to be Mavatal B'Shishim, the 6 hours of the Chet HaEgel. And if we understand that, then what we find in the Birchas Kohanim are 6 brachos. There are 2 brachos in each of the 3 psukim. You have, in the first pasuk, Yivarechecha and Yishmerechecha. In the second bracha, you have Yor Hashem Panavelech Vichuneka, and you have Yisa Hashem Panavelech Yosem Lecha Shalom. And again, 6 brachos, which are connected to be mechaper for the 6 hours of the Chet HaEgel. And we can begin to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Aaron Ubanav HaKohanim Levarech Es Yisrael. Because before the Chet of the Egel, they didn't need to be mechabel all these brachos through the Kohanim, because there were many brachos that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'atzmo, and there was no need for an intermediary, for a shliach, to bring down the brachos from Shemayim. But after the Chet HaEgel, all these, you know, tzinoros of Hashpa, all these connections on high, were in some sense damaged, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the Kohanim of Shevet Levi, who did not participate in the Egel, that they should bring down the bracha to Klal Yisrael. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a remez in the Birchas Kohanim to the Chapara for the Chet HaEgel through the Sholosh Regolim. So in that Tzchus, the Kohanim will be able to be Mamshech the brachas in Klal Yisrael, and that became critical after the violation of the Chet HaEgel. We begin to understand that immediately after Aaron comes down from his avoda, the chatos, the ola, the shlomim, that were all, as we said earlier, each one was a kapar for the Chet HaEgel. Then Aaron is mevarach the am, the birkas kohanim, because that is a remez to the kapar of the Chet HaEgel of the Sholosh Regolim and the 3 psukim and the 15 tevos. Let's just review the last point, which I think was very relevant to our whole discussion today, the whole presentation, that immediately after Aaron comes down from the various karbonos, which were all a kapara for the Egel, that includes chatos, ola, shlamim, then he was mevarach the am, the birchas kohanim. And birchas kohanim is completely saturated with remozim that correspond to the kaparas Chet HaEgel and to the Sholosh Regolim. Again, the Gimel Psukim is Sholosh Regolim, the Tesvav Tevos is connected to the Tesvav Yomim that make up the Sholosh Regolim, the Shishim Osios is the Bittul of Chet HaEgel B'Shishim. And now we have the 3 brachas of the Kohanim as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And we have, let's say, Yivarecha Hashem v'Yishmerecha. Rashi says, Yivarecha she'is baruchu nechasecha. And Yishmerecha shelo yavo alecha shodidim litol mamoncha. All this could be perhaps an allusion to the Chet HaEgel, because they used gold for the Chet HaEgel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia them in a sense, to make the egel. What do I mean? In the Gemara Brachos Darshan's Moshe Rabbeinu's words at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, when he gives the hidden tochacha, it says, the Gemara asks, my v'dizahav, and the Gemara quotes Rav Yanai, then Moshe says in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, because you showered down kesef and zov from Shamayim, until finally it was a gerim, it caused them to make the egel. So the Birchas Kohanim is geared towards Yisbarach Nechasecho or Yishmerecho Min HaMezikin, that you shouldn't lose what you have. And not only you shouldn't lose what you have, but what you do own and all your possessions should not be seductive to cause you to use those things for an avera like the Chet HaEgel. Then the Kohen says, Yo'er Hashem Ponev Elech V'chuneko, and that corresponds to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe after the Chet, Lech Alei Mizeh Atov V'Ha'om Asher Helisa Meretz Mitzrayim Ala Oretz Asher Nishbati the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Lemar Lazarchot Neno Mishalachti Lufanecha Malach Kilo Ele Bekirbucha Kiyam Ksheyorifato Penachol Chabaderech. And this is a very difficult gzera here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is decreeing that there's going to be a Malach, but Lo Ele Bekirbucha. And Moshe refuses to accept this terrible gzera. And he responds to Hashem in the Psukim in Parashas Ki Tisa. It says, Im ein panecha holchim al talenu mizeh, ubame yivoda eifo ki matzasi chem veinecha ani v'amcha, halo belechtcha imanu, v'niflinu ani v'amecha mikol ha'am asher al pnei ha'adoma. So Moshe's mispalel that Klal Yisrael will find chen in the eyes of Hashem, to the point to which Hashem will go in front of them, and not through a malach, not through an intermediary. So the Kohanim of Baruch Yisrael, Yo'er Hashem Panav Eilecha, meaning that the Panim of Hashem, Kaviyochel, will be Yo'iru, and they'll go in front of us, and not a malach, Vichuneko, because we will find chen in the eyes of Hashem. Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, V'yasem Lecha Shalom. This is Bakasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Nosei Ponov Yisrael, to be Mochel for the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel was all about Pirut between Shevet Levi, who refused to participate in the Egel, and all the other factions of Klal Yisrael. And when Moshe commanded them, Simu Ish Charbo, this is the command to Shevet Levi, Simu Yis Charbo Al Yerecho, Ivru V'Shuva Mishar L'Shar B'Machne V'Hergu V'Hergu Ish Es Ochiv Ish Es Re'eu Ish Es Krovo. And now the Kohenim of Mispal connected this period of Chet HaEgel V'Yasem Lecha Shalom. There should be Shalom, harmony, brotherhood between Shevet Levi and all of Klal Yisrael. They should all gather together as one unit, one entity, to serve Hashem. Now, we get back to the brach that we started with, Hashem Kedushanu V'Kedusha Oso Shal Aaron V'Tzivonu L'Varach Sam Yisrael V'Ahava. And we mentioned Rashi here in Parshas Shmini, he says, Shoya Aaron Bosh V'Yori Lo Gesh Sam Lo Moshe Lomata Bosh L'Kach Nivcharta. And the reason why Moshe was Bosh, why he was afraid to approach the Mizbeach, is because of the Chet HaEgel. And now let's understand, if we can, Moshe's response, Lomata Bosh L'Kach Nivcharta. And we're going to quote the Chasam Sofer here, who says that a Medrash with regard to the Mesius Nefesh of Aaron will shed a light here on this whole response of Moshe when he says, Lomata Bosh L'Kach Nivcharta. And the Medrash says, the Medrash darshins on the Pasuk Kaches Aaron Ves Bonav Ito, Zeu Shomer HaKosov, a Pasuk in Tehillim, Avas Tzedek Ahavta tzedek, v'tisna resha, b'shosha osu Yisrael also maise, b'tchila holchu etzel chur, omru lo kuma seilanu Elohim, kevin shalo shomalehem omdu ola v'harguhu, v'yachakach holchu etzel Aaron, omru lo kuma aseilanu Elohim, kevin shoshoma Aaron miyad, miyad nisyore, omar Aaron, ma ese, hari hargu es chur, Shahay Novi Akshavim Horgim Osi Shani Kohen Miskaim Alema Mikra Kosuv Posganecha Imye Horig Bimigdosh Hashem Kohen Vinovi Umiyad Him Golim Omar Aaron Imbonim Hain Esa Egel Oso Asiroch Nitle Bohen Mutav Shiitla Asiroch B. V'lo be Yisrael. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aaron. Ahavta tzedek. L'tzedek, l'tzedek is bonai. V'saneso milchayvam. Alkein mashachta elokim elokecha. Omer HaKadosh. Shemikol shifto shel Levi lo nivchar l'kun gdol el ato kach es Aaron v'es bonav ito. We see clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he responded to Aaron, who was Bosh, and he was afraid to approach the Mizbeach because he had taken such an active role in the Asiyas HaEgel, Moshe says to him, Lomata Bosh Lekach Nivcharta. You were chosen to be Meshamesh as the Kohen Gadol because you were willing to be Moshe your Nefesh Lahatzil Yisrael Mikloya. So this concept of Mesiras Nefesh of Aaron is critical. I mean, the Chasam Sofer goes as far as to say that Halo Isa Avodah Zorah Yehargval Yavar Ve'ech Moli Libo Lavar Avera Zu V'gdola Mizu Sha'achar Maisa Egel Nasa Kohen Gadol. Yeshlomar says the Chasam Sofer Ki B'Sifrei Mutzar Heviu B'Shem Chosid Echad Sha'omar Im Hoye Nigzav In Hashamayim Shal Mitzvah Nekabel Onesh V'Al Avera Nekabel Schar Hoyisi Osa Mitzvah V'Lo Avera Me'Avas Hashem Achrei She'adati She'ratzon Koni Hoye Lasos Mitzvah Hagam She'manishosi Al-Kach Afal Pichein Lasos Ritzonecha Lokai Chafotzti. Umefarish Sham Mesiris Nefesh Hamiti. Ki im Mosrim Atzmenu Lemisa Avur Kvod Hashem. If a person is willing to give up his life for the sake of the glory of God, Azai Lomasarnu Nafshenu Rak Es Gufenu. When a person gives us a life on Kiddush Hashem, he only gives up his physical life. Avolim osim dover shal yidei ze gormim krisis hanefesh. It's not only physical destruction and sacrifice, but it is spiritual as well. She yodesh enafsho yored l'sha'ol ad lavadon v'yaf al pichin lo nimna milasozos ki yizkalish Hashem yizbarach shmo zui mesirus nefesh amitis. Vine Aaron at Sadik Haven Mizbeach Shalafonov Hainu Sharas Khur Shenerigal Shemosar Nafsho Shalolas Osa Egel Vim Yishu Yad Gambo Azai Ent Kuma Hasushol Musone Yisrael Omar Aaron Belibo Mutov Shiz Kaimu Yisrael Vie Obed Hu Vie Midas Hadim Mitucha Negdo. Vehema Yimlitu. Ulam Habochen Lavavos Yodesh Kavonis Aaron Hoysel Tachlis Avas Habore Yisbarach Shaloya Abed Uma Shlema Ugidola Vero Lishma Alkein Nivchar Hu Vizaro Achov Leos Kohen Gadol. Now, the way the Chasam Sofer formulates it, Aaron's decision was based on the fact that it's Kavod Hashem that this Uma should not be destroyed. It could have been a little bit easier, maybe more superficial, to say that Aaron felt that he would play the active role in order to diminish the Chil Hashem. I don't know. But in any event, here he says the Chasam Sofer that the decision of Aaron for Kvod Hashem was to save Klal Yisrael. So we begin to understand and appreciate that Aaron was Zoche to achieve, based on his Ruach HaKodesh, the Bracha of Klal Yisrael, the Birkas Kohanim, even before the Tzivui emerged. Because since Chas V'Sholom, you might think that even Aaron was Nifkam, and therefore he is somewhat tainted as a result of his role in the Egel, and the exact opposite is true. His Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to be Aaron was willing to be Moser es nafsho, not only in this world but also for the next world. Sheyitlu es asirochem bi, velo yislu es asirochem bi Yisrael. And therefore, on the very day that the first carbon was brought in the Mishkan, Aaron brings the Egel ben Bokal Achatos to be mechaper on Chet HaEgel. He continues his avoda. And finally, there's Hashras Hashchin in the Mishkan. This is all to demonstrate to everyone, to all the Jewish nation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper for them on the Egel, and that Hine Zocha Bioso Maimod Lahasig Ruach HaKodesh Birchas Kohanim. At that moment, after bringing those karbonos in the Mishkan, the very first karbonos in the Mishkan, Aaron was Zocha to Ruach HaKodesh, that he was able to bless Klal Yisrael with the blessings that only in the future will be formulated. And all this is a clear-cut remez for the Kapor and the Chet HaEgel through the Bittul B'Shishim, to demonstrate in front of Klal Yisrael that Aaron did not sin Chas V'Sholom in the Egel, but rather, on the contrary, he was willing to be Moser Nafsho L'Tovas Klal Yisrael for Kavod HaShechina, for Kavod HaShem, and in that Zchus, he was Zocha to Kahuna Gedola. And perhaps that's what it means when we recite the Bracha Shekidshonu V'Kedushaso Shel Aaron. And the point is to reveal that how were the Kohanim Zocha to be Mavarech? What gave the Kohanim that Zchus? And the answer is one and only one. It's the Zchus of the Kedusha of Aaron, that Aaron was willing to be Moser Nafsho in this world and the next, for the sake of Atzolus Klal Yisrael. And that's why the bracha ends with the word bi'ava, that the Kohanim are able to inherit the Ava of Aaron for Klal Yisrael. Aaron's willingness, his love for Klal Yisrael, to be Matzil Klal Yisrael, willingness to give up everything. And the proof of it is that Aaron was Zoche to achieve and understand what would be the content, what should be the substance of Birchas Kohanim. He had that Ruach HaKodesh even before it was given. And that's something unbelievable. And therefore, the Takon of the Bracha was Asher Kidshonu B'Kedushaso Shel Aaron, not the classic Asher Kidshonu Mitzvosov. Aaron was Zoche to the Bracha even before it was given. Hence, his descendants were Zoche to give the Bracha B'Ava, following in the footsteps of their forefather, of Aaron. And just to summarize, we see that Klal Yisrael has the power through the Gimel Regolim to be mechaper for the Chet HaEgel, to make the Chet HaEgel into something that's Batul B'Shishim, if the Chet HaEgel was 6 hours. Yontif, we said, was 360 hours, and that's 60 times 6, Bittul, and all the indications that we saw that there was a Kapara for the Chet HaEgel, especially through Birchas Kohanim, with all the various allusions in the Birchas Kohanim, and we saw in the Rambam that the same Nusach, Asher Kidshonu V'Kidushos Shel Aaron, is appropriate for the Nusach HaBrochas on Matnas Kohuna and Achilas Truma, etc. Because all these gifts were Aaron's legacy. He bequeathed them to his descendants for all generations, for all time. And that's because he was zocher to be mechaper on the Cheta Egel. And that's what we see from this parsha of Vayisa Aaron es Yodov Elohim Vayivarchem. And we should be zocher to the brachos of the Kohanim, to the brachos of Kadosh Baruch Hu directly, and to see that ultimately the Chet Egel will be history. It will no longer plague us. We'll have a complete kapara for the Egel Kein Yiratzon.